When Dr. Marielle Buquet's grandmother's cherished mug shattered in her hands, she experienced a profound revelation. This wasn't just about a broken possession. It was a metaphor for the intergenerational trauma work she would dedicate her life to. This moment taught her that physical objects could be released while spiritual connections remained intact, shaping her approach to trauma healing that addresses mind, body, and spirit simultaneously. What if the patterns that have shaped your family for generations could be transformed through your conscious choices? This is the revolutionary premise of Break the Cycle, that we can become active architects of our lineage's healing rather than passive recipients of its wounds. Cycle breakers are individuals who consciously choose to create a different legacy than the one they inherited. Rather than accepting harmful patterns, they disrupt them, sending healing ripples both backward and forward through their lineage. They recognize generational wisdom while disrupting trauma responses, acknowledge their own role in perpetuating cycles while committing to inner work, and reject the notion that DNA equals destiny. The path requires addressing mind, body, and spirit together. When we focus solely on cognitive aspects while ignoring how trauma lives in our bodies or disconnects us spiritually, healing remains incomplete. Chronic stress accumulates as neurological wear and tear through our allostatic load, overwhelming our body's balancing mechanisms without adequate rest. This burden is particularly heavy for those carrying intergenerational strain across generations. The fact that 60 to 80% of primary care visits are stress-related demonstrates the mind-body connection. While traditional Western medicine often treats organs in isolation, healing happens bidirectionally. Mental wellness improves physical health and vice versa. Dr. Buquet's sister's story illustrates this connection. She developed lung disease after being parentified as a child, a connection Eastern traditions recognize, linking grief to lung health. Her healing required addressing both physical symptoms and emotional trauma, including grieving her lost childhood. The impact of stress cascades through generations, manifesting as chronic inflammatory conditions. Research shows clear correlations. Childhood psychological abuse links to heart disease, emotional deprivation to lupus, and poor caregiver relationships to increased cancer and hypertension risks in midlife. Chronic stress steadily increases our body's allostatic load, the neurological wear and tear meter, until it overwhelms our capacity for balance. This burden is particularly heavy for those carrying intergenerational strain, whose families have experienced prolonged stress across generations. With 60 to 80% of primary care visits stemming from stress-related causes, the mind-body connection is undeniable. Traditional Western medicine often treats organs in isolation, overlooking how emotional factors manifest as physical symptoms. Dr. Buquet's sister exemplifies this connection, developing serious lung disease after being parentified as a child. Eastern wisdom, which recognizes grief's connection to lung health, might have offered preventative insights. Her healing required both addressing physical symptoms and releasing the common trauma response of feeling responsible for others. Stress-influenced diseases, especially inflammatory conditions, pass through generations. Children with adverse experiences face higher lifetime risks of chronic inflammation. Research shows clear links. Psychological abuse correlates with heart disease. Lupus often accompanies histories of childhood emotional deprivation, and poor caregiver relationships increase risks of cancer and hypertension in midlife. Intergenerational trauma passes between generations through unresolved emotions, becoming both a biological and social inheritance, invisible yet normalized in many communities, making healing difficult. Research shows that stressful environments create lasting epigenetic imprints. Studies of Holocaust survivors' descendants revealed distinct genetic markers, including lower cortisol levels linked to PTSD. Similar patterns appear in descendants of African diaspora communities, Native Americans, Aboriginal people, and other groups who've endured collective trauma. The transmission begins at conception. As fetuses develop precursor sex cells in utero, your cells existed within your parents while they were embryos in your grandmother's wombs, Your grandmother's stress hormones could therefore influence your development before your parents' birth. This biological connection continues through mirror neurons, which fire in response to others' emotions. Regular exposure to intense emotional exchanges creates habitual responses, forming an intergenerational nervous system where individual emotions trigger collective family responses. Our nervous system processes and releases stress, but unresolved trauma creates chronic elevated responses without relief. In families, multiple destabilized nervous systems interact, creating an intergenerational network where stress responses are shared and amplified. Your intergenerational window of tolerance combines your emotional comfort zone with your ancestors' limitations. Children of chronically stressed parents inherit both genetic predispositions and learned coping behaviors, perpetuating diminished stress tolerance across generations. Intergenerational memories form networks of buried recollections affecting future generations. These memories manifest through cellular memory, stress in DNA, procedural memory, emotional patterns triggered by sensory input, and intuitive memory, inherited ancestral grief, like Leon's inherited aversion to coffee stemming from his grandfather's trauma. Expanding your tolerance requires consistent practice. The Intergenerational Emotional Freedom Technique combines meridian point tapping with the Om mantra to activate the ventral vagal nerve. This involves alternating between self-calming visualization and ancestral healing while tapping points linked to fear, repression, shame, and other emotions, ultimately disrupting inherited trauma patterns. Early childhood relationships with caregivers shape our attachment styles. Safe environments foster secure attachment and trust, while unsafe ones create wounds that impact all future relationships. Humans need connection from birth, with responsive caregiving building secure attachment. When caregivers consistently comfort babies, children learn trust. In traumatic homes, this pattern breaks down. When parents are emotionally absent, babies eventually stop seeking attention and become insecure children who feel too much or hard to love. Trauma victims often remain emotionally frozen at the age of their trauma, developing inner child wounds. These manifest in adulthood as abandonment fears, low self-worth, people-pleasing, and persistent guilt. Parents who haven't healed their own wounds often pass these patterns to their children through modeling and direct harm. Reparenting means giving yourself the nurturing you missed as a child. This practice heals wounds and repairs insecure attachments through self-nurturing actions, positive affirmations, self-comfort, gentle self-talk, recreating happy childhood memories, engaging in play, and connecting with safe people. You are the alchemist of your family's intergenerational legacy. Every step forward creates healing that impacts you, your family, and communities. Living this legacy means actively creating a new narrative instead of accepting intergenerational trauma. Future generations will tell stories of how you disrupted family patterns. Through cycle-breaking work, you've gained generational privilege, the awareness of trauma, and tools to create something better. This privilege offers the choice to break free. We don't need to change the world alone. We simply break cycles that impact future generations. Some choose not to have children to end trauma transmission, while others parent as cycle breakers, building new foundations through conscious choice. Breaking cycles requires courage, shedding old patterns, and honoring ancestral rest. You now carry the tools to become the ancestor you wish you had. As Dr. Bouquet's mother declared at 65, "Estoy en mi era de paz," I am in my peace era. You too can find peace by healing what was broken in your lineage.